Basingstoke Info. Basingstoke Stories. Basingstoke Community. This is HHCR.
Thanks for joining us here on HHCR, Basingstoke's Community Radio. You're live on the radio. And I just wanted to say a huge congratulations to you because you were best in show for the North Binfields area for your Scarecrow, well, it was a party really of monsters, I think, really. So congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it was actually us and our neighbours. There were six of us that put it all together.
Yeah. Brilliant. So when you say your neighbours came together, who came up with the idea for monsters?
I think, yeah, just myself and another neighbour. We were just trying to figure out what we could create with a load of straw, basically. And it was a heroes and villains theme. And Monsters, Inc. was both one of our favourite films, and there's a lot of kids that live on our street, so what better way to kind of do it together than to create lots of monsters from
it.
Monsters, Inc.
So tell me about the different monsters then. Who were they? Because obviously I'm perhaps of a generation that perhaps don't know all of them. But there's a green one, a blue one, a purple one.
You've assessed me now. It feels like ages ago. No, I think we just wanted to do the main characters. So there's Sullivan, which is in blue, which you'll see with purple dots, which our neighbour Ben was a bit obsessed about making, to be honest. He really got into it. There's Roz that looks a bit like a slug. Myself and my neighbour Sam, I made the head. I took great delight in making the head. This is really weird, but I got some inspiration off Keith Lemon, of all people. He is the most amazing design and artist, and online on YouTube is very creative. Uh-huh. It's actually two plant pots upside down put together. Okay. I had an Amazon delivery that day, and it's some bubble wrap for her cheeks and then a load of masking tape and a load of paint. So, it occupied myself for 3 hours on a Friday while watching something on the telly. Yeah. So, and then there's Celia, which has got snakes on her head. We tried to make them all very different. She's made from pillowcases, a broom and some straw. Wow. And we went into charity shops as well to get the dress. So we wanted to, yeah. And then Mike, who's like the little round green one, he's actually made from a pair of tights, as you can see. And then Boo is the little girl in I think at the front of the picture, if that's what you're looking at.
Yes.
Our neighbour Amy took great delight in making her hair from wool. And then last but not least, which I was most impressed with, is Randall. He's the purple. I don't even know what kind of monster he is, to be honest. But our neighbour, she's been quite poorly recently, and this really gave her something to do while she's had to stay in her house. She took the time to stitch. She's crocheted the eyeballs. And I think just during lockdown, we've all got to know each other. So this was a bit of a celebration for us as a little cul-de-sac in a little street. It's really brought us together. So, yeah.
Totally. I was talking amazing. To Paul earlier, who was one of the best street winner for or less entries, and he was saying how it is such a community event and bringing everybody together, to actually do the monsters and create them and the exhibits, but also going round it as well. It has such joy with people. You must have been really proud when people came down the street and were like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, or not only that, people would say, have you seen the monsters one? And I'm like, I have. Actually, we made them. But also for me, it's about the children as well. I have three kids, so just getting them out on a weekend, and the weather wasn't particularly favourable for us, was it? But just getting them out the house as well, especially for, I guess, from what we learned last year. So, the kids. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And as I say, they are having a sort of party, they're having a chat around, you know, those sort of, in lockdown, is it on the one show or was on the one show when they were actually having that sort of street where everyone was getting together and having a chat. That Monsters is just like that. It really is. So as a street, how did you celebrate winning? How did you celebrate? You all got together. Yes. How did you manage to do that?
Yeah, so on the Friday after, so I think it actually was on my birthday, is it the 30th of July, when you could stop seeing the scarecrows, if you like, we already planned some sort of street sort of get together.
Yeah.
It happened that actually we already planned it, and I think we found out we won about 2 o'clock on that day, 3 o'clock.
Oh, fantastic.
So actually, yeah, it was great to kind of celebrate that way. And we also put a chair in the picture. So we and it said sit down and take a picture. So we all made sure we gathered around and take a picture for a bit of memento.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Absolutely. Always good to have that interaction as well, and those sort of Instagram moments, isn't it, that we all live by at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hopefully, you know, we'll get the theme for 2022 quite shortly. What's your top tip for anyone thinking of entering the Scarecrow Trail for next year?
Just that it's not as hard as you might think. So all you need is, you know, a bit of string, possibly a pillowcase and some straw. It's really not so hard, and you can make it as complicated as you like I did with Roz's head, or you can make it easier as Celia with a pillow. And yeah, so just get involved, really. And there's so many people on the Facebook page. We had a separate one for the entrance that you can all come together and share ideas and things like that. Yeah. So yeah. Just get involved and give it a go. It does give you a real sense of achievement and something else to get into, especially in the times that we're in. So, yeah.
And so you should feel so proud of your entry, because it's a winner, but also with all the work that went into it and everything. It was absolutely stunning. And a really huge congratulations. And thanks for joining us here on the radio today. And, you know, come back and talk to us about your 2022 entry when it goes ahead.
HHCR, Basingstoke Radio. Live local, love local.